you. I'd like to thank everyone for joining today. There's been a number of reports and discussion in Nevada about the growing unemployment rates, also questioning the administration and their stimulus plan, as well as some of the work that the Majority Leader Harry Reid has accomplished. And so we thought it was really important to call and clarify how we see the work of both the stimulus and the administration and what it has done in Nevada to create jobs. There are two, well, actually three pieces that I would personally like to speak to. The first is the stimulus, and I'm a member of the SAGE Commission, which is the efficiency commission that was appointed by the governor. And I think it's important to understand that state government in Nevada would not be operating if it weren't for the money that came in to the state budget from the stimulus. So if you even want to look at the number of jobs that have been protected because the government can still operate, that is directly a result of the stimulus. Very important to the gaming industry, the majority leader worked at the very end of the stimulus to put in place a bill called cancellation of indebtedness. This allowed companies to restructure their debt and not have to pay the subsequent capital gains that is required from that act for extended out for 5 years and then a 5-year payback period. For Harris Entertainment, that allowed us to protect 31,000 jobs in Nevada alone. This piece of legislation wasn't in either the House bill or the Senate bill, and it was absolutely the work of the Senate Majority Leader that allowed that to be included in the stimulus and allowed Harris Entertainment to work to restructure to make sure that we kept the gaming industry and our employees employed. Finally, the Travel Promotion Act, which is now working to the House, again, the vision of the Senate Majority Leader and the administration, is allowing us to put in place programs that will continue to bring visitors to Nevada. I think all of you realize that the Nevada gaming industry has been under severe stress, and you know, this has impacted state budget. This has impacted, you know, the number one driver of the economy in Nevada to face challenging times. And these three pieces of legislation have really been the difference of what has kept the state moving and allows us now to begin to hopefully be entering a period of recovery. Scott?
Hi, Jan. You know, from Station Casino's standpoint, I just want to reiterate a number of the points that you made. From our standpoint, we have not been able to take advantage of the debt cancellation provision yet. As you know, we have our parent company, Station Casinos, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and we are working through a restructuring of our debt. But what this legislation does allow us to do is to have maximum flexibility as we look at the ways of restructuring our debt, and which will allow us to restructure our debt in the most advantageous way as we emerge from this bankruptcy process. So I see a situation where even though a lot of the companies, both large and small, in the Nevada economy are trying to work through this process right now, might not have been able to take advantage of this provision yet. I think that they will, and I think that you'll see a lot of companies benefit greatly and save a great deal of what everyone needs most right now, and that's cash, so that we can continue people to employ our team members. And I also know from participating in the process that if it weren't for Senator Reid, that this provision would not have been included. I can tell you that, you know, as Jan indicated, he was absolutely instrumental in getting this provision included, and I think it's going to be critical for saving jobs as we go forward and work our way through this economic crisis that we're in. And so from our standpoint, it's been a benefit, and it will continue to, you'll see the results of it much more in the future.
Right. Scott, if I may, Jan, it's Chris Leibish here representing Hilton Worldwide. If I may just follow up on that comment that Scott has just made.
Please.
Thank you. From a Hilton Worldwide perspective, like many others in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas business community, and Nevada in general, we have felt the impact of the economic crisis and the drop-off of travel and tourism in general. So from a Hilton Worldwide point of view, we really do stand by the sentiments that have been shared by both Harrah's and Station Casinos, and really do endorse the importance of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in really saving a multitude of jobs throughout the state of Nevada, and believe that it's been very helpful to the Las Vegas business community in general. So very, very supportive of the act and the fact that this has been passed, and I think very useful to business in general and very helpful to business.
Thank you, and it's really one of the reasons we wanted to call this press conference today, is with all of the talk of what is happening in the Nevada economy. I think it's just very important to reinforce that so many of the jobs that still exist today are a result of the vision and the leadership, not only of the government, but of the Senate Majority Leader.